Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. Good morning, Dibs.
Good morning, Dibs.
Good morning, P-Town.
Good morning, P-Town.
Happy birthday, C's.
Ayo! What up, C's? Happy born day, sir.
Hello.
Big East Coast birthdays going on.
You know what I'm saying? Big things, big things.
We love it. Wishing you your best year yet. And if are a person who knows me, that has been the way that I wish happy birthday for the last couple of years.
And wishing your best year yet?
Yeah.
Nice.
No one wishes me that.
I feel like I may have heard you say that before, but don't really remember. So does that mean like you've never said it to me?
Definitely not. You better check text message threads and all sorts of stuff before you make slanderous comments like that. I'm back, baby. Okay? Okay?
Help me, Rhonda. Help me.
Yeah. I've had all of 1.25 hours of sleep this entire week. So the delirium is here, baby. We are just, I'm, you know? It's going to be a whole bunch of baddies episodes in this morning's news.
Whole bunch of storylines.
Whole bunch of storylines. Don't try and get one off me, you know?
MGZ, how are you? It's
good
great.
Good morning, AJ. Sorry, I just saw the text.
It is so great. It is such a treat to have you back in the studio. For so many reasons. Oh. First off, the fiancés always miss you. Secondly, just to have your energy in the morning, the bouncing off of each other, top tier-ish.
Oh.
You know?
Thanks.
Thirdly.
I'm a Lupe to your fiasco.
You are. Thirdly, talking for an hour and a half with no breaks. I don't have that Alex Jones in me. That takes prep.
You got part of, you know, the curiosity.
Yeah.
And the want to talk it out, but that's not news. That's also just talking conspiracy.
And it's all facts. Yeah. And we don't write the news like a monologue. You know what I'm saying? Like John Oliver can pull this off. It's written as a monologue. He's got laugh breaks and things like that. Maybe that's what I need. If I bring like a applause button in here for days when you aren't here, I can give myself breaks. You know, I just say something witty and hit the applause button. And okay, whew, all right, get a drink of water, come back, boom, and then jump back into the monologue. I don't know. We could either do that or develop the technology. And Michelle, let's just talk about this, that handles migraines, okay, that does away with them.
I mean,
is it Magix with a K? What do we do?
Probably an X.
Okay. Elden Magix.
Let's scrap everything else you said and just get, you know, like on that one.
Okay.
Because all of the things that, you know how like, okay, this is not what we were going to talk about, but you just... What?
AJ said, "Am, please stop terrorizing our girl."
Thank you, AJ. Oh. Understanding the life that I live, you know?
Wow.
A bunch of the, you know, remedies that work for folks are remedies that work for folks, and then they don't work for other folks, you know?
Yeah. Shout out to Kyle. I was gonna shout out to Kyle. He had sent me something. He asked me if you had tried something. I hadn't even got the chance to ask you about it.
Ah.
I mean, I had the chance. He asked me like last week. But so often people ask me, has she tried this? Has she tried this?
And I didn't do it.
Has she tried this? And whenever I bring it to you, it's like, Yeah. That's number 8 on the list of 20 things that I've tried.
Well, the list of things I've tried is much longer than 20, but yes. Here's the thing, though. I don't get annoyed when people are like, have you tried this? Because there may be something that works. I'm surprised when people think I haven't tried stuff.
Yeah.
But also, nobody knows how long I've had these.
Facts.
Or how
debilitating, you know, it is.
Debilitating. Or how bad they've gotten, you know, in my latter years.
Yeah.
So it's a tricky situation. And some people are able to get rid of a migraine by sitting in the dark. Some are able to get, shout out to AJ. AJ gave me one of the best, like, sort of immediate.
It was the magnesium thing?
Yes. Okay. Magnesium foot soak. Here's the thing. Doesn't get rid of my migraine. Does not. But some of the symptoms dull enough.
Wow.
That you, it's, you know,
that
more
your
bearable.
Eyes don't fall out of your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like there's a hot knife behind my left eye, you know? Jeez. Just about to poke on through.
Yeah, yeah. I hate that.
But the migraines have been getting pretty rough because it's like multiple factors. And so then it's things outside of your control. Like, I spent a lot of time with this figuring out my own triggers. Like, you know, oh, that's a food trigger. That's a so-and-so. Like, oh. I don't drink champagne.
Yeah.
I don't eat goat cheese.
Elevation. Yeah.
Elevation. Didn't figure that out for a long time.
Holy smokes.
You know, and it's just so weird. I don't know enough about any of, like, barometric pressure and different elevations or anything like that, that it even, I don't even know where to start on how bad is that affecting my body.
Right. The rest of your entire body.
Right.
Right. Not just the actual pain that you're dealing with. What is this affecting the rest of my body? Stress levels, cortisol, all of that.
All of it.
The butt tender that I was telling you about that has those severely debilitating ones, like turns into a seizure. That
yeah.
Year. When I told him about your sensitivity to elevation, he was like, oh, I'm from the East Coast. He said, so out here. Immediately, he said, I can tell you, I can like give you elevation based on my body. He said, my body responds immediately to certain elevations.
Wow.
So if I'm in a car with someone and I feel it coming on without me paying attention, it's like, okay,
we've moved.
We've crossed a certain threshold right now because my mind.
It happened to me and Lily, what's days? I don't know.
Right.
I'm not even going to try and figure it out within the last 7 days. We're driving home. We're on 205 coming across from Washington. And there was a humongous pressure shift. Like,
and ears both popped, you guys same time.
And the car, like that bridge, like is
really, oh, yeah.
And so the car will shake some, you know. I was like, did we go through a portal?
Wow.
There's got to be a portal. Am I an X-Men now? Something has to happen. Ugh. Guys. It hasn't happened. Is Michelle here?
It hasn't happened.
Like, what?
Dib said, great to hear you, Morgan.
What up, Dib? Thank you.
It had to happen. Is it?
I mean, I just feel like the suffering's got to mean something.
Right.
It doesn't. I mean, I live here on this earth at this time. So I know it's just like partly the point. But
babe, rewards in heaven, okay? Your suffering is for something. It's for your mansion. In heaven, with those paved streets of gold. So much gold in your coffers.
I don't know why anybody wants streets of gold. If it's valuable, why are we walking on it?
Because that's the thing. The wealth will be so plentiful.
Yeah.
They don't know where to put it. We got
like gold toilets.
What are we doing with all this
those
gold?
Those are never going to make sense to me. This seems like a very big waste of a resource of gold.
And wouldn't it be cold?
I mean, one would think, but if you have a gold toilet, you probably have a heated toilet.
You're dang right. I don't want that. I want to be clear. That's not part of one of my Wayne Enterprise aspirations.
Thank goodness.
Gold toilet? No.
Pretty tacky.
Toilet should be tactical.
Okay. Okay.
See, guys, I can't do this. I can't banter with myself. Pish posh. MGZ.
Ah, okay. So this says, good morning, fiancés. I've been meaning to mention that you should look into your potassium, magnesium, and salt levels for your migraines.
Thank you.
Potassium, magnesium, and salt. So I used to take magnesium as one of the preventative, like if you take B1 and magnesium, I think that's it.
Yeah. And what else?
That was supposed to be helpful and preventative, and my freaking migraines got worse. So I wonder if it was like messing with, maybe the magnesium levels were getting too high, but the potassium was low.
And that's the thing.
The salt's up there. I'm going to tell you that. I'm eating a lot of not great things.
How long ago was that?
Which part?
When you tried that combination.
Oh, that combo. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with our chemistry changing, it could have a different effect these days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's so wild. It's just such a wide landscape of unknowledge around this. Like I've just
unknowledge.
Yeah. I got my glasses off, so you know I'm talking super smart now.
Yeah, that is what I know.
Yeah. You take them off, you clean them, you say something smarter, you put them back on, and you look at the room react to the very smart thing that you said.
Me react.
Right, I can see some of it, but right now it's like, well, yeah. Now the face you're making is that man's a genius.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a face I'm familiar with. Oh, man.
Well, Ambush is on fire today.
We back.
And I'm going to tell you this. He had to wake me up. I am very much the up in, not Adam, but.
I don't know. I think your present circumstance with your work, your non-paid work, full-time, overtime position has robbed you of the memory of how uppy puppies you used to be. Like, you used to be what? You used to be straight up. Alarm goes off, bam. That used to be you. Yeah.
It still kind of is. It's just I don't have a good attitude about it. I don't know that. I guess my point was, I don't think I've ever had a good attitude about getting up in the morning.
Oh, okay. Attitude wise, gotcha.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a morning person in the way that I'm like, and now it's the morning. You know,
yay,
like,
to my morning. Yay. Can't wait to start.
No, I'm way more like, give me an hour and a half to warm up to the fact that I'm alive and that I have to figure out all the things I have to do. That's one of the reasons I get up much earlier than you, is that I need at least 2 hours of worry on my own.
Oh, okay.
It's planning.
Yeah, I feel you.
Executive feel planning you. Meetings with myself every morning that then as soon as I get to my job in air quotes, everything's abandoned and thrown out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a nice large cup of coffee and start your day.
I'm starting my day with a large water first.
Oh, is it room temperature or cold?
It's cold. Can it not be cold?
Preferably room temperature or warm water, because your body has to work to warm the cold water up before it can, you know,
really do anything with it.
But I do understand the refreshing quality of a cold drink of water first thing in the morning. That stuff is gold,
man. It is, but it's also, I'm trying to get myself to drink water when I'm not thirsty necessarily.
Yes,
I'm also trying to drink water before I drink something dehydrating like a cup of coffee.
Yes.
None of it's working. I'm, you know, not hydrated or something or nutritioned.
Might I make a suggestion to us as a team and give a certified, credible medical advice to our listeners?
Oh. I hope
not. Hydration is extremely important. And I think we should be drinking water like we know our future. Like we know it will be the limited resource that the entire world will be craving.
We should be drinking it now?
We should be consuming it now. You should be drinking it like it's going out of style, like our parents would say.
Uh-huh.
Just drink. Don't wait till you're thirsty. Wait till you're bored. Oh, I'm not doing that. Oh, drink some water. Bam. That'll put you in positive hydration. All right? Yeah. You don't have to worry about going through the crap I was going through the last couple of weeks. Holy smokes. Chasing, you know, trying to chase after the hydration with the Gatorades and, you know, the Powerades and the...
Those aren't real.
And the vitamin waters.
Those are diabetes.
Yeah, that's a quick way to some diabetes.
Yeah.
And then what do you have? Amputations. No one wants that. Word. No one wants that.
Why don't you go straight to... Okay.
That's the thing everyone fears the most. You see how you backed off of diabetes just now? You're like, oh my God. Yeah, that's... Yeah. That's how you shock them.
On Cease's birthday, this is what we're talking about?
Sorry, Cease. Yeah, but that's a scared straight scenario for diabetes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know? No, I see the value.
Stop eating those candies. Don't cut your leg off, kid. You know, watch your diabetes. Anyways, yeah, we gotta do a better job hydrating as a community.
I like how you say as a community. Yeah,
because if we don't drink it, these computers will. All right? And then what?
All right, you nailed it.
Huh? The robots beat you to the water.
Not helpful for us, I guess.
Not
yeah,
that's helpful.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they want the water for, but...
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Imagine selling your community's water to data centers while at the same time making rain catchment illegal.
I don't know what I expected you to say, but it wasn't that.
Like, imagine... You're having laws and regulations around people collecting what falls from the sky.
Yeah, it's called my natural resource.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Okay? Capitalism's not going to let you also enjoy a natural resource that falls from the sky.
The nerve.
What is wrong with you?
The nerve. Yeah.
That is absolutely insane. Or maybe it's not. Is there someone who can tell us there's a reason... The reason I say that mm-hmm. is there's some stuff where you find out like, oh, I don't mean in water.
Yeah, catchment, yeah, but yeah, yeah.
There's some stuff that seems incredibly silly. And then you find out, oh, there's an actual.
Yeah, because if you're
a good reason,
if you're not doing it right with the right tools, this could lead to an infection.
An asbestos outbreak or
something. So I like what you're saying. I think just like providing us with other things that we need, you know, paved streets and maintain sidewalks. Give citizens a blue water catchment barrel with whatever filtration system is supposed to be on top, simple filtration system. And everyone should have access to one. We are in Portland, Oregon, bro. And I'm not sure what the rain catchment laws are here, but just like, I'm just thinking because we are here. But in general, like people should just be able to catch their own water and do what they want with it. If they store it improperly and it turns into an issue, then sure. Okay. I get it. But good grief, man. Good effing grief.
You know, I think especially in a place like Oregon, which was, I don't know, you know, like founded on the let's get away from all of the
yeah
others.
Yeah.
Let's get back and be rugged on the land, or not back to it because
they were rugged the whole time.
Yeah. Trying to get to the make a haven.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A lot of settlers, a lot of pioneers, a lot of a lot of homesteading. A lot of homesteading. A lot of not trusting the government. Mm-hmm. A lot of living off the land.
Getting it out the mud. Yeah.
And then somehow it's like,
I don't want to pump my own gas.
You catch that rainwater, be a problem around here.
It went from all this bootstrapping to, hey man, I want to pump my own gas. I guess that falls in the same line, huh? Eliminating jobs.
Okay. Quick Google search. This is Google. This is not you know, this could very well just not be true.
All right. I like that disclaimer.
I just think, you know.
And it makes sense because as I was giving out certified medical data.
Yes, that was
credible. It is important that when we're drifting into areas that may not be as peer research that you identify it as such. So I love that. You found it on the internet. What did it say?
In at least in Oregon, you can legally collect rainwater, but it has to be collected from an artificial surface like your roof. Like, you can't just dig a pond.
I hope not.
And jeez, catch water.
That's a good rule. That's a good rule. Yeah. We don't want people just grabbing groundwater and doing Lord knows what with it.
You can divert a stream. You could change the patterns of other stuff, I guess.
I like it.
About this over here.
I like that. Shout out to Oregon.
That's interesting. But it does make sense that there's a rule about not. This is what I meant.
Yeah.
There's probably something. And when you you don't want your neighbor to necessarily dig a pond.
Yeah.
That then
creates other problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love that to have a nice rain catchment system with a solar powered filtration happening around there.
Mm-hmm.
What? Come on. Natural resources.
Can you tell me who is the 510 number? Because I can not
remember. I don't have it. We don't have a name.
Oh. Okay. Well, the
510. Next text, give us a name.
I feel like we've done this before too, so I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep it together. But two texts. I feel like Ambush just made hydration racial. As a community, about dehydration was wild.
I want to be clear.
I didn't mean quiet about what you meant.
No. Tell me what you meant. Tell me what you. What
I thought you just. I meant as community, as everyone.
I meant,
a population, we are not hydrated enough.
That's a species, man. That's a genus and species. We gotta take better care of ourselves, you know?
I took it that way, but now I don't. Now that I've read that text, I do think that you are trying to radicalize us into a
hydrated,
a new water position, you know?
Okay. I'm trying to negotiate a new water position. That is correct.
Yeah.
Because
that is correct.
Wealth ain't nothing with health next to it.
Okay. Y'all. Should I even tell this? Is this embarrassing?
I think you should.
I think I'm embarrassed though, like as a fan.
Yeah, it's correct.
I'm a very big Lupe Fiasco fan and have been. And what makes this even worse is like the timeline of it is just like, how did you miss that?
And with all that fandom, secondary to mine. Just letting them know we are a Lupe household.
Yeah.
Household. Yeah.
So yesterday I'm working hard and I have a playlist that I listen to that I bet you guys have done this too. I don't have time to sit down and make a playlist anymore. And I curate a playlist I really want. And I don't really ever want to listen to someone else's playlist because it's not hitting the way that.
Right.
Anyway, I threw a whole bunch of stuff onto one playlist and I just hit shuffle. So I can have different vibes throughout the day. And yesterday I'm working and a song comes on and I'm like, I feel like I've never heard this before. I like this beat. And then Lupe starts rapping. And I'm like, that sounds like Lupe Fiasco. What's going on?
What is happening here?
What's happening? And then the hook comes in and it's Ty Dolla Sign. And I'm like, that sounds like Ty Dolla Sign.
Right.
What's going on? I think you either came in the house or came in the room at some, you know, yeah, you came back and I lost the song. Like I too much, you know, jumbled in my mind. Like, I hadn't looked to see what's the song called or anything like that. And then I had to just sit for a second. Like, what was that?
Right.
What was, I don't understand. There was, it was a very familiar song or voice. Finally remember, play the song. And I'm like, I've never once heard, like, I go to the credits of the song, look for the album, because I'm like, I listen to every Lupe album. What's going on?
Right. What's this from?
It's a single from 2014.
Cray.
2014.
You just be cooking up that guy.
And it's called Next to It. And I had never heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I've now heard it three times, and I almost know all the words. I'm really excited.
Well, I found a clean version, so.
Get next to it. Do it now. Definitely. It's next. Thank you for listening to X-Ray FM.
Morgan, it's that time yet. 8
o'clock in the morning. Do traffic, weather.
Traffic. Man.
Outside listen, is outside.
What is today's weather?
I don't know. It's hot.
Yesterday,
and I don't have disdain. I just
okay. So it's 52 now. We're going to have a high of 66. Another great one. Yesterday, high was 69. The day before that, I think the high was 65. It was just. It's been glorious. It's been absolutely glorious.
I've needed. I could have used more breeze.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
I don't know. Maybe it's breezy over here. I wouldn't have a clue. I've been in Vancouver, Washington.
In the coop,
spending my days with stagnant air.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And heated condos.
Yo. Hot. What is the science behind the elderly and older how cold and they are? And even when there's no, absolutely no way you could be cold right now.
Well, there's that loss of mass. You know what I'm saying? You're just getting... You're just
smaller.
Yeah, just smaller.
Okay.
Playing a factor there. Then there's also just old.
Can I tell you that I grew up with both of my parents telling me not to waste things, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I walked into that house yesterday to a blast of heat. Like, blast. The gas fireplace is on. In the living room.
That thing with pumps.
Nobody else there.
Sheesh, that thing.
And pumps. This man has turned the heat to 78. It was 82 degrees in that house.
Disinterested.
And I walk into their bedroom. They're both knocked out. It's hot as all get out. But what do I see? The sliding glass door open. Letting all my good heat out.
Letting it right out. And here's the thing, 82 degrees ain't bad when you're prepped for it, when you got shorts on. No one prepared me to leave the outside and come walk into Bermuda. Like,
yeah, I think you need to understand that 82 sandals, degrees like, on the inside of a house is actually never okay.
Bruh,
not for this body.
That's
not
true.
For me.
That's
not true. For, I'm from here.
No, you're right.
I don't, it, on the inside?
Never on the inside. Never on the inside. No. No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Hale and Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. I was also trying to, I didn't successfully pop it off, the correlation of people getting older and colder. But it's right there in the word. You know, you cannot get cold without old, you know, they've been locked together through time. You're daggone right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we talking about this week? You guys are wondering. We talked about a lot so far, you know, I feel like we've covered a lot of bases, but in national use, Utah jury convicts Curry Richens and husband's fentanyl death. It's going to be an interesting read. I can't wait to get into that one. Probably going to do that one first. Because your reaction to me even telling you I was writing about that last night was fantastic. And in local news, Portland leaders weigh renaming the Cesar Chavez Boulevard amid abuse allegations.
Get to it.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday is the first day I heard about the allegations. I was like, how are there already calls to change it?
Super quick.
Not, you know, hey, man.
Yeah. And also, In local news, Oregon nonprofit sue GoFundMe over alleged unauthorized AI-generated fundraising pages.
Ugh.
Yeah. Wow. Wowie. And then some wee wows.
This text says, I'm in San Francisco. I think this is dibs.
Yeah.
I'm in San Francisco staying with my daughter. They had heat warnings because it was 80 degrees. Okay. To be fair, Texas. That number one, that's wild. An 80 degree heat warning in San Francisco. It gets hot there. It was hot when I lived there.
80 degrees ain't no heat warning, yo.
Nah.
Y'all wildin'.
So that's just funny to me. That, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. That is not, you know.
It's not what you're craving right now.
No, especially. I'm never craving 80. I'm never craving that kind of, that's not my.
Even with the breeze, it's like, I don't need all of that.
The breeze is 80 degrees. That's not breeze.
Yeah.
That's more hot. That's a wet blanket.
It is. It is. A wet comforter.
Yeah. Like, I don't love that. I don't.
No.
I don't do the humidity. Like, shout out to AJ. AJ loves
the heat.
Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I know that bodies acclimate. I know that you can't, like, I lived in Denver. I lived in Texas.
Yeah.
I acclimated to all of those climates. Mm. It was fine.
Good one.
You know, I'm sure I'd make it. But the idea of it sounds so awful. Like, it just. Do you remember the movie Hustle and Flow?
I do.
Do you remember how every single person was always wet?
Every scene? Yeah.
Day, night, midday.
Yeah.
Air conditioning on.
Inside, outside.
Everybody's wet.
Driving, walking.
That's what I think of when I think of that.
Yeah.
Kind of that part of that heat and humidity. Literally, get. No, thank you.
Well, Billy Joe has a solution.
Oh, thank you, Billy Joe.
80s is perfect inside for naked living. Billy Joe.
Okay, point taken. Actually, that probably is true.
AJ said, my house 75 right now.
Oh, my gosh. AJ. Hey.
Right now.
First of all, how are you going to afford it?
Just so you know.
You are such an elder.
Oh, my God.
What you mean 75? Yeah, you gotta be in Louisiana. That's where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, your body, man. Is
built for it. That's what's supposed to be happening.
Ay, ay, ay.
My house is 75 right now. I am weak. Each time I walk in there, I I see that he has changed the heat setting to 75. Because also, at what point of you even living here, did you figure out how to use this thing?
Yeah. Chill out, father.
I've had it.
I had it up to you.
I could literally spend the rest of the time. I'm not, obviously.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time, just complaining, but they are funny stories at this point. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll be quiet.
Well, I'm going to hop into the music break. You have requested a song. Spotify is telling me it's clean. So, I'm hoping it's clean.
Get next to it.
And we are back. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. What it do?
I'll just say that the song is completely different when it's not edited, right? I didn't even notice how many like cuss words there were in the song until you play the edited version. It's like, oh man, that's kind of rough to listen to. I hope that it was okay.
It's lovely.
If it was your introduction to the song.
Yeah. Freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Phil. I hope your day is amazing. You've made ours amazing. Phil said, AJ trying to tell us they naked in the house without telling us. And yes, I mean.
Yeah.
This is the community I need and love.
Listen, Billy Joe said, inside my place, fixing to go on a bike ride to the community center and sends a picture of the temperature in there. Also, low 70s.
On the
inside. I can't.
Billy Joel, are you saying you love that, or are you saying
that's just where it
this
is?
This is just where it's at.
I mean,
are you happy with that, or does it need to be
right remedied? Whew.
I'm changing. I said this to Ambush maybe a week ago. Like, we're gonna have to have separate. We're gonna be the couple that has separate rooms or beds or something, because I'm so annoying now. At least I think I am. I'm always hot. No matter what the cover is, I need it, but I also need to not be hot.
Yeah.
So I have a fan across the room. I'm going to have to just, like, I don't know, get a face fan or something.
And it's fine.
Blow it directly.
No, it's fine. You've yet to create a climate in the room that I can't work with.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Sorry, AJ said, Phil, press back. Press back. Too much. My info.
Hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
I needed all of this.
This is the fiancé engagement I want.
Yeah,
this
I needed all of this. I was no life last Thursday.
Yeah.
I tried to listen. I did listen for a little bit.
You did. Even shot a text or two in.
I did. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I did that from our downstairs bathroom with the light off.
Yeah.
Sitting on the floor.
When I got back in the house, it was like a monastery in there, bro. You were done. You were done-ski. Everything off, you know, towel wrapped around your head with ice pack, shades on. Like, you were, man.
You try and throw everything at
yeah.
it. You know, all the things. I got a heat press. I got a cold press. I got a so-and-so. I got like, a this. I got sensory, a that. I got my feet in something.
Sensory deprivation. Yeah. This is what we're doing. We're shutting it down, bro. Man.
But it does. It makes me sad to miss any show, mm-hmm. and especially for something like that. But I'm so happy to be back. I have no idea about any of this news.
Yeah,
like, Ambush has done everything this week. Shout out to you, Ambush. Maybe I should have started the show that way.
Thanks.
Let's take a moment.
Thanks, bruv.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a moment.
I got it all patented.
Yeah, okay, never mind. You don't need to be thanked. You got it. Somebody come get your friend. Well, like, what am I supposed to do? This week has been especially hard. Emotionally hard, physically hard, all the things. And you have you've taken care of everything at home. You've taken care of many extras that I've asked you to. You will continue to, because the week isn't over. And so
we're early at Thursday.
We're at Thursday, and I've already added to your calendar, you know? Mm-hmm. So big, huge thank you. There was a moment last night that I don't know if this happens to anyone else, but like, I'm working on a project and I'm behind and all of those things. Right. And then you left last night.
Mm-hmm. Like around 6:30.
And I was working on the porch. You came back and I was on the porch. That was the first break I had taken the whole time. And you were like, did you already cook dinner? And that had not once even crossed
your head.
My mind.
Because you weren't also, like, you're working, eating isn't the thing that pops up in your head a lot, too. Like, I got to remind you to eat. You got to remind yourself to eat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So that made sense.
But what happened to me? Like, you didn't say it in a way that was, like, what's wrong with you?
What are you doing? Why aren't you in the kitchen, woman?
Yeah, like, there was nothing like that. It was like, oh, well, did you already do it? Because if not, I'm going to do it right now.
Right.
Like, it was very not attitude or anything.
Or judgmental or anything.
Yeah. But I sat there for 3 minutes, like, what kind of person am I? Like, has done so much, and I didn't even, it never even crossed my mind to make dinner.
All right.
And then I had to let it go because I was like, he's not mad at me. And no. He didn't say that like I'm a big POS that doesn't help out around here, you know?
I should have closed the door and started stomping around the house. And they're like,
yeah, I don't need that. Actually.
Imagine. Harumph.
Okay, I don't know the...
That's Phil.
About Lupe?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Phil... We just continue to bond every week. Phil said, Lupe is my goat. Did y'all see Black Harlow getting microwaved this week?
Phil,
we... Fried and fertilized.
Phil, we participated in the cooking on Monday night show.
Black Harlow.
He got the business. Milk the Shocker got the business. Okay. Justin said he texted Silk, the Milk the Shocker.
Justin Hunt?
Yeah, he said they had a pretty good laugh about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but yeah. The new Jack Harlow, I do not recommend.
If you don't know what happened this week, it is important for you to know. So we'll be very quick. One Jack Harlow, a Kentuckian, went from being a white rapper to what he called himself, a white neo-soul artist.
Yeah. He said he got blacker.
And then when he said...
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
By doing the soul music, which I don't think you would really categorize it as that, but like as doing the singing, melodic...
Rappings,
he said he got blacker. Instead of his white counterparts who sometimes, you know, hit the country or the folk or the whatever after they have jumped into the hip hop culture, black culture, tried it on, wore it for a while, loved it, and then was like, actually,
I'm going country.
I'm going to stop.
Go to my roots.
All of this ghetto stuff.
Yeah.
Get back to the woods.
Yeah.
Or whatever wherever. Miley Cyrus said.
Yeah.
There's a party in the USA.
Terrible album use, guys. And I mean, I say that in the way of he did not deliver on what he attempted to deliver with that album because he's not that type of artist. However, from a production standpoint, he did hire some of the elites from soul and R&B to craft that project for him. So while the production's great, what he is bringing to the table is lesser than.
All I know is if you're going to be out here saying you got blacker, be ready for the memes to crack. Because also, can we just take a minute to say that AI-generated memes need to be done away with?
Yeah,
this is not
guys.
A thing.
Stop, guys. They don't
stop
look
it.
Good. They don't look good. Come on, guys.
Stop it. This is not
you get
even
the point, but no.
We certainly get the point. But the AI you're using doesn't know what apparently Jack Harlow looks like, but he's also on the internet. Like, I don't, this is why I don't understand how any of it's supposed to be like way smarter than you.
Yeah.
I know what he looks like. You, AI,
have more access
friend,
to what he looks
have
like.
Have more access. You have like every file of him or can access it.
Yeah.
And then you create just like random white dude with beard. Anyway,
yeah.
Stop making those memes. But the amount of names that man was called, the music Snowchild is still up there for me.
Up there with De La Soul.
Up there with IRS-1.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They gave him the biz, man. They gave him the biz. Proud Boys to Men is one of my faves. That's one of my faves.
Boys to Men is crazy.
That's just incredible.
I still can't remember the sequence of it's like Jan 6th in Park.
Yeah, January 6th.
January 6th in Park.
Yeah.
Another insane.
One. Another one. Just, you know.
Well, all right. Shall we?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to do? Are you going to jump into something?
I want you to do that. I want you to read that Utah
Okay.
Utah story. because it's going to be fun to have you read it and also react to what you're reading.
Because I don't know anything about this. Yeah. I do watch a lot of
court TV.
Well, not court TV though, because it's not
that.
Yeah, I just want to be clear that it's not that program. I'm not watching Cops, you know, which is on court TV all day long. But I do watch a lot of interrogations. I watch a lot of, or listen to a lot of
court testimonies.
I love a good deposition, you know? Mm-hmm. Give me a deposition where you are clearly lying. I don't know why. But I do appreciate that kind of. I'm very interested in how people respond to accountability.
You enjoy spotting the lie. You enjoy that.
I do.
Yeah.
But I also like really like the kind of content of corrupt police doing, you know?
Yeah. Like. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, there's a bigger project I'm working on with that, but it'll, who knows?
Yeah.
It could be 18 years from now. But
and when
anyway,
it's done, it'll be a masterpiece.
Watching a lot of that, seen this name a lot. Seen a lot of you know, thumbnails on my YouTube, but have not. So I'm not going to be knowledgeable about this, and I apologize. Oh my God, a tribe called Quaker Oats?
Dang, who put that in there?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, that was Phil.
Phil said, "I never miss a Culture United with Justin Hunt. I'm mixed and I would never say anything like I got blacker." A tribe called Quaker Oath. Yikes. This is what I love. Our worlds colliding in so many ways.
Yeah, like, right.
Walked in the house last night and Ambush was watching that Culture United.
Yep.
I love Justin. He's a 1 second applause.
Yeah.
Except for he has stolen my tomato. Like, I wanted that on my soundboard.
Tomato.
And he did it first. Yeah. So.
He grabbed it.
Yep. Tomato. All right. Utah jury convicts Corey Richens forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, in husband's fentanyl debt. A Utah jury on Wednesday found Corey Richens guilty of murdering her husband, Eric Richens, in 2022. By administering a lethal dose of fentanyl. Aren't all of them lethal?
I mean, they use it in the hospital, so I guess it, you know.
Well, I mean, but like, if you see it, if you're a police officer and you see it, you die.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you don't have to smell it or inhale it.
And you go out rough. You start wiggling till you pass away from wiggling.
Yeah.
Wiggling. Yeah.
The verdict followed roughly 3 hours of deliberation. Damn.
They said, "Can we deliberate long enough to get lunch? Just get lunch."
They said, "We've got the answer."
Yeah, jeez. Let's just take it to lunch, you guys.
The verdict followed roughly 3 hours of deliberation after a 13-day trial that included testimony from more than 40 witnesses.
Ooh.
In addition to aggravated murder, the jury convicted Richens of attempted aggravated murder tied to an earlier alleged poisoning attempt on Valentine's Day.
Girl.
As well as forgery and 2 counts of insurance fraud related to her husband's life insurance policies. Plural. Richens, a mother of 3, who later authored a children's book about grief. Wait. Bowed her head as the verdict was read in court. She faces a potential sentence of life in prison without parole while sentencing is scheduled for May 13th. Prosecutors argued that financial strain and marital dissatisfaction motivated the killing.
Yes.
They presented evidence that Richens was deeply in debt, with a forensic accountant testifying her net worth, was negative $1.6 million. You could do that?
Bam. Get you a forensic accountant. You could do anything.
No. I mean, my net worth would be negative $1.6 million. Did I get to use any of that first or what? Prosecutor Brad Bloodworth said Richens stood to benefit from approximately $2.2 million in life insurance. Well, I mean, hell's bells. That's just getting back in the black. In life insurance policies and portrayed her as someone determined to maintain an image of success. Well, I have been, you know, look at who my husband is or something.
Right.
The court heard that Eric Richens was found dead in the couple's home in Camas, Utah, on March 4th, 2022, with an autopsy revealing he had about five times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. Prosecutors alleged Richens had previously attempted to poison him with a sandwich weeks earlier and later succeeded by lacing alcoholic drinks.
Wow.
They also introduced evidence of internet searches related to lethal doses of fentanyl and deleting phone data, as well as testimony that she sought illicit drugs prior to his death. Defense attorneys argued the case was built on circumstantial evidence and investigative bias, maintaining that prosecutors failed to prove how Eric Richens ingested the drugs. Attorney Wendy Lewis told jurors, the state relied on paper-thin evidence and speculation, asserting that alternative explanations were not fully explored. Following the verdict, Eric Richens' family expressed gratitude for the outcome, saying justice had been served, of course, always. His sister said the family would now focus on honoring his life and supporting his children. The case has drawn national attention due to its combination of alleged financial motive, domestic conflict, and the defendant's public persona following her husband's death.
She wrote a children's book on how to grieve after taking her husband out.
So she's an expert.
And she was like, not only do I need this insurance money, I need a business plan. Ma'am, for the defense to be, well, listen, guys, she was unhappy, okay? She was unhappy in her marriage. So she just had to unalive her way out, you know? That was the door she needed to take.
That's probably not what her defense attorney said.
I mean, divorce not an option?
Maybe not in Utah. Who knows?
Maybe this could not.
I don't mean divorce is like illegal there, but yeah. I mean,
we don't know.
We don't know the dynamics of that family. There's usually if you know, do a little generalization in Utah, there's a lot of religious beliefs.
Yeah, that, very true.
You know, maybe you don't get divorced.
Listen, divorce being illegal is coming right down the pike, though.
So when did... That's when... Yeah, definitely.
It's not too far.
So there's going to be a lot of poisonings.
It's
basically what you're telling
me. Hey, man, you ready for that? All you guys that want to vote to, abolish women having the ability to divorce us, you ready for the poisonings? Because that's what's going to be happening next.
Yeah. And good luck, guys. Because... Mm-hmm. Taking control from people does not mean that you get the desired impact or effect.
It does not.
Okay, so this woman wrote a children's book about grief after her husband died and then was later then convicted of murdering him.
Yes. After several attempts, you had the sandwich. You had whatever it was before that. Like... Five times the dose needed, that's someone who was at their wit's end. And they're like, I'm tired of trying to take my husband out. This is it. I am over this, okay? Today or never.
I would normally ride with that. But five times the lethal dose means nothing to me when it comes to fentanyl. Mm. Because you, in certain... And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, five times the mm-hmm. lethal dose of... Insert something else. It may not mean anything to me either. But when it comes to fentanyl, I'm confused. Mm-hmm. If you can see it and die, if you can, if you breathe it, you die.
Yeah.
I remember when we were doing Unrefined, I did a slide that had, because the police have like a chart. And they're little vials. And it's like 2 grains of something.
Yeah.
You know? Literally grains. And it's like, we'll kill a horse. You're over the dose.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what that even means. Lethal means it killed you.
Right.
Your lethal dose doesn't mean it's my lethal dose. I've never understood how there can be fentanyl addicts if you can look at it and die. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get to keep doing? Some people just get to keep doing it, and other people look at it and die.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that to me is like a, who knows what that even actually means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That said, I want to know what there's a such a much bigger story there, because if what people really have to understand, and I'm not saying, you know, y'all, you may already know this, but like if a woman is to the point of the my fix is death,
mm-hmm.
who is a mom and all of the, you know, like is doing this theater of mm-hmm. keeping up
appearances
and all of those things. There's some stuff that was happening within that marriage. There's a lot of stuff that was happening within that relationship that is, you know, getting swept right under that rug. And it sounds, you know, like you've got all this circumstantial stuff that this woman is, you know, tried to poison him a bunch of times and whatnot. But that doesn't normally happen.
No, it doesn't.
Without it being a response. It's not normally just, you know, I've had it.
And not to say
you get the mail wrong.
Yeah. Not to say there aren't people out there who, due to, you know, maybe some mental health issues or some type of chemical imbalance or just faulty reasoning, there are people out there that would jump 0 to 60 without anything in between. Maybe from, you know, past trauma or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But most of the time, these things fester. You know, there's a long history of something that led to this being the resolve. So yeah. I 100% agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. This says, it's like saying 5 bullets is 5 times the lethal dose. Exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now for, I hate to disappoint. This text says, are we getting an Afro Man rundown?
Oh, man. Yeah. I didn't prep for that.
We didn't prep for that, but I could probably.
Yeah.
Man,
it's such so good. So happy for that guy. I've never really cared about Afro Man, but you know, he's taking it to the popo and women. It's great. It's awesome. You guys remember Afro Man, right? Because I got high. Well, his house was raided and it wasn't supposed to be. It was a job, you know. They took that as an opportunity to steal from him. They stole some cash. They ransacked the house. They went in the fridge. Turned
his cameras off.
Yeah.
They did weird stuff. They ate his food, his lemon pound cake. That's like the name of one of the songs.
Right. It's like, what are we doing? But they didn't realize they were on. They were still on camera. He was still able to catch them on some of his surveillance. I mean, from what I understand, from what he said, like, they pointed guns on. They had guns trained on him, you know, in front of his kids. Like, it was terrible. So, he made an album. Was it a whole project? Was it an EP?
I don't know if it was an album, but he definitely made songs.
Say some songs.
He made multiple songs. He's made content off of this because, like, they broke his door down. They, you know, like, this, they raided his house and he had not done anything. And him making music, he made
merch.
And the police officers sued him because of the merch, mm-hmm. because their faces were on T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost.
Yeah. Whenever police officers are suing, it's really, okay. Let me finish the first off before I jump to the second one. Whenever police officers are suing for something that couldn't have happened without them initiating it, it always blows my mind. Because I'm like, you're so steeped in your privilege and your position within society, you think this makes sense. Just like that officer that killed a black man in Chicago. Like, there was a standoff between police and this black man. And then this police officer was, like, the last one on the scene. The video shows him, like, speeding up, hopping out, and just starts. And the community, first off, he wasn't penalized. Like, of course they don't. They get to operate with impunity. The community pushed back, and let me back up. Mayor Rahm Emanuel was part of the effort to suppress that video. And it was suppressed for, I believe, almost 2 years. Mm. Then when it finally came out, it was like, oh, so this is what happened?
And this is why you suppressed it.
And that officer had the nerve to then, after getting away with it, to then take that family back to court as if they hadn't lost enough. He took them to court to sue them for defamation and for pain and suffering for what he claiming he's enduring. As,
because the video was of him murdering or killing someone.
Right.
It is public information as the police.
And I'm like, what? Who, where do you find a lawyer? Where do you find a judge? That's like, okay, I guess we need to hear this. What are you talking about? What are you like?
I mean, this is very much in the same vein. If I could just say what those police officers sued for.
Oh, so yeah.
These police officers sued Afro Man. Like we said, he sort of made content. He monetized that scenario.
Made lemonade out of lemons.
Correct. I think maybe even pulled himself up by his bootstraps in that moment. But, you know
he wasn't unsure. A victim.
He wasn't going to be a victim to the system. He was going to fight back. They sued him. Now, mind you,
unbelievable.
The footage that he has of them is from the cameras in his house where they raided. And they sued him, claiming invasion of privacy, emotional distress, and unauthorized use of their likeness. They argued they didn't consent to being filmed and put in a music video or on merch.
Or merch.
This was his property. The police were there supposedly performing official duties. Like, you should have no expectation of privacy at that point.
None.
The footage came from his security cameras. You can't have an expectation of privacy when you have raided somebody's home.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Like, that breaks my brain altogether. What happened with the court case is that the judge dismissed their claims. And I think that happened last year. Like, in 2025, a judge dismissed those claims. The court basically leaned toward officers acting in their official capacity and weak privacy claims in that context.
Boom.
So,
what are we talking about?
I can't get over how you can make such a humongous mistake as in raiding someone, the wrong person's house.
Right.
Because to be clear, they weren't supposed to be there.
Right.
There was no warrant for this person. There was like, right?
No.
If I remember.
You're in the wrong place.
You're in the wrong place.
On purpose. Like, come on, man. No one has time for this crapola.
And my point is you get to make such a huge mistake, even if they were in the right place and you tear somebody's house up, but you don't actually... No, they weren't in the right place. There was nothing there.
Nothing there. Nothing there. So they decided to take his cash and eat his cake and tear his house up. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. I take it back. I take that part back. The search warrant was for that property. It was completely poppycock. Yes, yeah. Because they were looking for like drug trafficking or something.
Yeah,
and
get out of here.
This dude is like, what are we talking about?
It's anyway, Afro-Man, you guys.
they didn't find anything. They didn't get anything. And one of the sheriffs, I did watch this part yesterday. Mm-hmm. One of the deputies' ex-wife, but she was married, I think, at the time, mm-hmm. testified in defense of Afro Man because she was like a teacher. And they were trying to explain how the cops said this song, like people are laughing at me and people are playing this song whenever I enter somewhere.
That's hard. That's awesome.
Blah, blah, blah. Right. And like the kids are basically pointing and laughing at me.
Okay.
And she was like, they asked her, did the kids play this song in your classroom? And she was like, yeah, they did. And like, did they think that everything that was said on the song was true? And that she was like, absolutely not. That's. And then they used WAP as a comparison. And she asked her, have you heard that song? She's like, yeah. They're like, have the kids played the song? She was like, yeah, they played it once. And I told them they can't play that in the room, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then asked her, do the kids think that everything in that song is real? And I thought it was wild that they used that.
Yeah.
That song.
It's great, though. Because how could it be? What's wrong with you people?
And she was like, no. It's just the way that she was responding to things was just like, this is ridiculous. It'd be cool if anybody here used their common sense instead of us all having to be here today. Mm. Pretty interesting. I will, in fact, do a much better job and look into all of the things to find out what those police were doing, you know? Because I really feel like the story, there's a very ugly underlying story there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nasty work.
Nasty work.
All right. I'm going to hop into a music break, and then we'll grab another story on the other side. Welcome back to News of My Fiancé with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. Hit us up, man. Join the conversation. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. I feel like, did we get another text that came in? No. Mm-hmm. I thought something else came in. While we were, all right, gifts, right? Because you gave him the Afro Man rundown. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something else that piques your fancy? The local news here.
Yeah, run us that one.
Nonprofit joint. And so let's do the nonprofit joint. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. A group of Oregon-based nonprofits has filed a lawsuit against GoFundMe, alleging the company used artificial intelligence to create fundraising pages in their names without permission. The complaint filed March 11th in a federal court in Eugene claims the practice misled donors and damaged the organization's reputations. The lawsuit accuses GoFundMe of creating pages that appear to be officially affiliated with the nonprofits, prompting donors to believe their contributions were going directly to those organizations. Instead, the suit alleges donations were routed through GoFundMe, which then collected fees and solicited optional tips from contributors. Leading the legal action are several Oregon nonprofits, including Commute Options for Central Oregon, McKenzie Valley Long-Term Recovery, and Outdoor Education Adventures. Representatives for the organizations either declined to comment or did not respond to requests for additional information about the case. The lawsuit follows broader scrutiny of GoFundMe's practices. Recently, Bob Bunta, joined by Dan Rayfeld and officials from 21 other states, sent a letter to the company alleging it had replicated the identities of approximately 1.4 million charities without authorization. The letter called for greater transparency and accountability, even as it acknowledged that some pages may have already been removed. In response, a GoFundMe spokesperson said the nonprofit pages were generated using publicly available information to help connect donors with charitable causes.
What?
And that funds ultimately went to the intended organizations.
Ultimately?
Ultimately. The company added that after receiving feedback from nonprofit leaders, it made the pages opt-in only, It made the pages opt-in only, removed unclaimed pages, and disabled certain engine features. Certain search engine features. The plaintiffs are seeking damages, arguing that the alleged actions caused donor confusion, eroded public trust, and may have led to lost contributions. I bet. The total amount sought has not yet been specified, but the case could have broader implications for how crowdfunding platforms use artificial intelligence and represent charitable organizations online. I have an idea. Don't use artificial intelligence.
That's not
GoFundMe. Well, you know, obviously you don't know how to use it, GoFundMe, and I'm smacking your hand. Hey.
Gotcha.
Don't, you guys, it's a no. Hands off.
The thing is, I think that they have purposely called, now everything's AI, so it's all stuff that has been existing. Algorithms existed. All the, like a chatbot, you know, artificial intelligence isn't just like the movie Her. It's not like just a robot or an assistant that lives in a cloud. There's a lot of AI that is, I mean, a lot of regular technology that we use every day is AI. And now we call it that because that, you know, has just entered the lexicon in a different way. That's the only reason why I said anything.
No, it's true.
To be clear.
It's true. We've been engaging and interacting with it for so long.
And people don't know it. So, and like, they'll be like, get this AI out of here. And it's like, well,
that's not what you really mean.
You don't really mean that.
You're upset with this application.
Right.
Yeah.
So nonprofits didn't create the pages.
No.
They couldn't control any of the branding.
No.
Or messaging or strategy. I don't know if you know this, but many nonprofits have a development department.
Yeah.
Where however many people in that department, their job is to strategize their fundraising goals and their initiatives and figure out how to make that money, bring it in. If that's your job and then you happen to find that there's just a random, you know, appears to be yours out there, GoFundMe page, like that. Number one, it just absolutely takes away from whatever messaging you're working on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are the fees that get taken for that? What do you mean there were tips and who got the tip?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you can give a tip? And then this page, I don't even know that the page exists, but someone's tipping me? My Cash App is Portland Morgan.
Right.
Tip me directly.
You have my email. I'm on the newsletter. I received, you know, your monthly newsletters and updates on how things are going with the funds we're raising and da 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 da. And I cruise the internet and see a GoFundMe. And I'm like, what's that? What's going on over here? Because I have trust in the organization, immediately, if I'm going to see a GoFundMe with the branding matching up, I'm going to assume it's legit.
Absolutely.
And be like, oh, they're doing a GoFundMe. I wonder what this is for.
I wonder what they need to do a GoFundMe for.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Is this a separate issue?
Right.
Man, okay, so I might need to donate over here to whatever this particular issue is. Because I want to, you know, I love this organization and the work they do. So now I'm double donating. Quite possibly. There's fees coming off my donation here. And the organization doesn't even know the page exists yet. Like,
the organization doesn't know? And then, so what? Just checks start showing up? Like, I don't understand.
Right, right.
What you mean that this is just, like, ultimately they got the money? As in, after GoFundMe made a bunch of money off of, like, interest off of it sitting in an account somewhere? Like, what do you mean? If you Google my nonprofit, I don't have one.
Right.
If you Google my nonprofit and in the Google search results, a GoFundMe for my nonprofit comes up before a way to donate directly to my nonprofit.
Right.
How is that not taking from them? That's, I mean, is that, that's...
There's no way it's not.
Okay.
there's no way it's not taking from them.
Also, if anybody has ever worked with donors out there, you know the last thing that they want is to be confused. Okay? There are a few, you know, there's so many different categories of donor. But the last thing they want is some sloppy, confusing messaging. It's, I'm giving to you for specific reasons. No matter what, you know, if it's that specific reason could just be, I simply support what you're doing. But I'm doing that and I'm building a relationship with the place that I am supporting, right? Having a third party unbeknownst to me, a third party is trying to garner donations on my behalf. This is,
you're supposed to say thank you. Okay, that's GoFundMe's stance. You're supposed to say thank you. They did it without you even asking, Morgan.
Yeah, and I'm going to say a few things about that. One, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You don't get to you. So you took my logo. You put my name, my face, my, you know, whatever the things are.
Website.
All my stuff, you put that on somewhere and I don't know anything about it? Yeah, absolutely not. No, that's not me saying thank you. I'm not going to be like, wow, so you raised $1 million out of nowhere 2 years ago?
Hmm.
Were you going to give it to me?
Yeah, what was the pretense? What did you put out there? What did you...
What were people donating to? I got no donations that year. What happened?
Bruh.
That's not making it easier for people to donate. There's a reason you made all of those pages.
Yeah.
There's a reason that you were, I mean, you're really pulling the, I don't know if it is that, if it's just that you want to sit with the fees, if you're stealing from these companies and if they wouldn't have never found out, you wouldn't have sent a check. I don't know. But these are nonprofits. So even more.
Right.
Even more. There's so many different rules and regulations that comes with how you ask for money, how you receive that money. You, a third party that is a for-profit company?
Hello.
Is doing non-profit fundraising?
Yeah. AJ said, this third-party fundraising is a mess and super common. I'm glad GoFundMe is getting called out. Meta, BillMe, and the rest of these sus third-party orgs that pretend to help all need to be stopped. That's the whole thing.
It's y'all all pretending, fees, I bet.
Yeah, you're pretending to help as if you're not cashing in on all these fees.
Sounds very much like when a very large, you know, multi-billion-dollar corporation asks you if you want to donate or round up so that your, you know,
your change
can be donated to the March of Dimes or whatever they're at, you know, Children's Dornbecker, whatever right. they're asking for.
Right.
You have absolutely no business asking anybody to donate when you do not pay your employees enough to eat.
Say no every time, y'all. Say no every time they ask you at the checkout.
Absolutely say no every time.
Yeah.
Say no every time and then tell that person I'm saying no because they're not getting the credit for my donation.
Right.
So we fuel their donation. They get the tax write-off. They get the credit for all of that money being sent. And they did nothing.
Right.
But put a button and ask people to ask you for money.
Right.
Wild.
Guys, I used to say yes. Like, not all the time. But it was like, you know, I'm a big deal. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you quit the change. Yeah, sure. Mm. And when you finally explained it to me, like, aside from, not that this is a lesser issue, but just taking out the component of how they're treating their own staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just on some old, like, I am giving you money. You are now donating what we, the consumers, have given you. You're taking that money and you're donating it on your own behalf. You're getting whatever write-offs, like you are fully benefiting from our donation and we get nothing.
Yeah.
Already, that's a no. Zero. No. But then on top of that, like you said, the employees aren't even making living wages.
If your employees...
What you doing donating?
I just think about it like this. At Walmart, McDonald's, and something else are like the biggest employers whose employees, a large number of their employees are like receiving SNAP or assistance because they don't make enough money to eat.
Right.
And they work all the time. Walmart, I don't frequent there, but they do the roundup. Walgreens does the roundup. McDonald's does the
Safeway
roundup.
Safeway does the roundup.
Like they're asking you, you have zero proof that money even goes to Dornbecker or wherever it says.
To your point, AJ said, when those companies ask you to donate, they also skim off the top for fees.
Yeah, of course.
They apply fees too before they do. Yeah.
Listen, Apple right now where there's a bunch of apps or payment things like if you subscribe through Patreon to someone, if you're paying through Apple Pay. it doesn't matter about Apple Pay.
Oh, okay.
It's if you download it through the App Store, if you pay through the App Store, okay. Those kind of things, Apple is taking a percentage of that money. And these companies are now like, man, you have to stop doing this. Like, and understand, it's passed on to the customer. It isn't like these companies are eating or, you know, but Apple is finding every single way to take every single dollar. And this isn't new. This has been the case for a very, you know, since whatever. But there's already like, it's just the backhandedness of like trying to, of Apple telling you to be a developer, make an app, do the things, get it on the App Store, do all this. And they're just going to take a bit. Everything's a marketplace now.
Everything.
Like Apple TV. Why are you showing me stuff I can't watch on you? Why are you a marketplace? I don't want to see something that I could rent on somewhere else that I have to rent
from somewhere else.
If I'm in this app, show me what you have. Yeah. Don't show me. I'm not in it. Like what?
Don't pitch me. Don't pitch me something else somewhere else. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And then the Halen Wheeler Manzanita on Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
I've had it. Capitalism is killing us. The GoFundMe thing has me big mad the way Ticketmaster and Live Nation has me. And
Miffed. We
can talk about that another time.
Yeah.
It's already time to go.
Thank you guys so much. This was another amazing show brought to you by Morgan Jones, DJ Ambush, and our podcast editor, the illustrious Kyle G of Residual Audio. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you so much for everyone participating today. Kyle will make sure to get those text messages into the thread in the description. Playlist is updated with all the songs from today.
Dollar sign.
And you know the deal. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is indeed a policy choice. People over profits, power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. And you can catch us next Monday, 6:30 to 8:30 on the YouTubes. But prior to that, you can catch me this Saturday spinning at Novel, which is a book bar. And I'll be playing nothing but R&B. That has been the request from management. It's an R&B night. Really looking forward to that. That's one of Ambush's bags. And then Sunday, I'm a benchmark spinning vinyl. I haven't spun vinyl in probably 2 years. But we're at Benchmark retail spot. It's one of my fave places to just kick it with the homies. Got a vinyl set on Sunday. So boom, there we go.
Big stuff. I was trying to say something I'm doing on Saturday, but I can't find it, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
More on that later. That's
on the internet.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for Tom Hartman, and we will catch you on the next one.
Bye.